Hey, you're listening to the Encounter Church podcast. To learn more about Encounter Church, visit us at ecdenver.org, or you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Thank you for listening.
Hi there, Encounter family. Welcome to our Wednesday streaming service. I'm Pastor Reason. I'm really excited to share the Word of God with you tonight. You know, this week we've had, really cold weather. We've had snow, had 4 to 5 inches blanketing my backyard. And that was the genesis for this message. I was sitting upstairs in my kind of God chair, as we kind of joke about it, and I was looking out the window, and I saw that blanket. And it was sort of Tuesday morning early, and I saw the little snowflakes come down. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to me, and he said, there's a revelation in just the potential power of something that looks so innocent and so light. I mean, think about a snowflake. It has almost no substance, almost no mass. It's almost weightless, or as close as you could possibly get. And yet, if you look at the power of that snowflake, it had covered every single thing I could see as far as the horizon. And so that took me to a passage in the Gospel of Matthew. And we are still in our Red Letter Living series. And the title of this particular message is The Power of Individual Actions. And it's based on perhaps the most, at least one of the most commonly heard messages or commonly heard phrases from Jesus' teaching. And it's from the Sermon on the Mount. And in verses 14 and 16 of Matthew 5, he says, "You," meaning us, his believers, "are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. And in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." We've heard messages on that probably forever. Now, I wasn't raised in the church, so I didn't, go to Sunday school and learn all the cute songs. But how many of us wouldn't know the song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine"? We all have heard it. And it goes directly to this teaching of Christ. But to me, the question is, how does letting our good deeds shine out for all to see correlate to the snowflake? Well, consider the potential power of a snowflake, and also consider the incredibly crazy world that we currently live in. You can look around and just feel overwhelmed. I mean, next Tuesday, we're going to have an election. I guarantee you that somewhere around half the country is going to be very upset when the terms of that election are over. We're a very divided nation. We've got, ethnic issues to deal with. We have economic issues to deal with. This week, we just learned that there's been some new restrictions put on businesses and churches, and you'll be hearing more about that from an announcement coming out by me. But it's just really hard on people. What do you do about this disease that just doesn't seem to want to go away? How do you deal with kids making really difficult decisions, at least from our standpoint, that are, not healthy for them or not healthy for their families? How do we address this seemingly secular society that is just continuing to get more secular year after year? Those things can be very overwhelming as a Christian, and you can sit there and say, "Well, why should I bother to let my good deeds shine out for all to see? What difference will it make? I mean, we're being overrun here, and I just feel powerless." And that's what I want to address specifically and head on. You are not powerless. You're not. The church isn't powerless. The body of Christ is not powerless. We may be outnumbered, and we may not have control of the airwaves, as some people have often pointed out over the last few decades. It seems like the enemy can get his message out far easier than we can. But I want us to consider the power of a snowflake. Now, when you think about snowflakes, the first thing that comes to a lot of people's minds is you get that image in your head of that perfect six-point star. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's beautiful. It's symmetric. It looks like a work of art. And what's interesting is when I was researching for this message, I actually found out that, at least according to anecdotal data, only 1 out of 1,000 snowflakes look like that. Most snowflakes are irregular in some way. They have one side that's too short. They have different configurations. Some are not even that whole, roundish-looking thing, star-shaped thing. Some of them look like dumbbells. Some of them are called needle snowflakes. They're snowflakes that have sharp points that stick out. And when you think about that, isn't that an amazing metaphor for the body of humanity that's out there? We all wish that we were just, you know, perfect reflections of Jesus Christ, but the truth is very few of us are. Most of us have got some irregularities. We've got some bumps and bruises. We've got some stunted sides. Maybe our compassion is a little less than it should be, or our patience is a little less than it should be, or maybe we're just, you know, overwhelmed at times, or perhaps, you know, we've just got sharp points that sort of poke and prod at everyone else. But the point of that is none of those irregularities affect the potential power of the snowflake. And it doesn't make snowflakes any less incredible when they blanket the ground if a few of them are, in fact, if the vast majority of them, 999 out of 1,000, are in some way irregular. It's got nothing to do with that. In the same way, I know that the body of Christ is full of irregular people. We're full of people from different backgrounds. We're full of different ethnicities. Some of us even have different religious backgrounds from the one we're currently embracing. It's full of people who are, you know, absolutely on fire, you know, believe every word of the Bible is a literal truth. And there are people who look at it and say, I'm trying to understand what all this means. Can you help me understand that? We're all over the spectrum. And that does not diminish our potential power. If you look at these pictures of snowflakes, I forgot to allude to these. I just think they're interesting. What is interesting about the deformities, and I don't want to call them deformities because I don't think they are. I like the term irregularities better. What's interesting about that is all of those irregularities are a result of the environmental conditions that existed when that snowflake was created. You know, you can take a person and put him in a dysfunctional family or a dysfunctional job place or some other, you know, type of painful circumstance or situation, and they're going to develop some rough edges. There's parts of their character, parts of the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, long-suffering, all of those things that are going to be underdeveloped, like the six-pointed star, if you want to think about the analogy. One of their stars is going to be a little bit shallow. And yet, that doesn't mean you're not ineffective or powerless because you're not perfect. You need to be able to look past that. In fact, I would argue that the conditions that created us, in fact, allow us to be even more effective. Do you know it's the discontinuities in the snowflake which allow it to link up with other snowflakes and join and become this incredibly powerful force? It's not their perfections, it's their imperfections. And that's the same way with us. Something else about snowflakes that you ought to consider is, do you know snowflakes are absolutely clear? You know, when they're first created, wherever they're created, up in the heavenlies, they come out, there's no color of their own. They are not white. The reason we look at a snow field and it looks white is it's reflecting the light that passes through it from the sun. And in the same way, when we practice our good works in front of men, we take on the color of Christ. And that's why people give glory to God, because they see the Jesus in us shining out. And the interesting thing about the color of snowflakes is that the only time that they don't appear white is when they've been tarnished by an imperfection or by a toxin or by some pollution that they've encountered along their pathway from their creation until they settle on the ground. Or if they settle on the ground for too long, how many of us have seen that ugly black snow that gets rolled up and kind of piled up at grocery stores and at shopping centers, or maybe somewhere in your neighborhood where they plow your streets and just sort of pile all the snow? It's always a fight in my neighborhood, you know, to see who's gonna get the snow piled up near them. Because nobody wants that big ugly mound of black snow piled up in the middle of their front lawn. And so, one of the things that we need to be cognizant of is if we want to reflect the good works of Jesus to the community, if people want to see our good works and give glory to our God, we have to be conscious of the toxins we pick up. Did I pick up a bad attitude? Did I pick up a negative spirit? Did I pick up a judgmental attitude, maybe a prejudicial attitude? Maybe I'm not slow to slow to speak and long to listen. Maybe I tend to take action before I think about what I'm doing. Maybe I choose to put myself ahead of everybody else. All of those things are evidences that we have picked up pollutants or we've picked up toxins. And what the people see when they look at us isn't the reflected love and glory of God the way a snowflake reflects the glory of the sun. What they see is the toxin, and we become that black snow that frankly is a turnoff. And that's why it's so important for us not to deny our irregularities, not to you know, be ashamed of our irregularities, but to embrace them, to recognize, hey, this is the way I am. I went through some tough situations, and honestly, it made me a little snappy, or it made me a bit obnoxious, or it caused me to not want to listen to people. And yet, in spite of accepting our irregularities and the causes that brought those about, we have to believe that if we'll just let ourselves be open, Christ can keep us pure, and we can reflect that glorious light of Jesus' love, which is what people really desperately need to see. You know, I think it's interesting. Have you ever read the verse where it says, love covers a multitude of sins? When I worked on the road crew, we patched potholes one summer back when I was in college. And there was a Baptist man on the crew, and we'd be patching potholes. And there was two ways to fix a pothole. Either you do it right, which is you dig out the pothole and you fix it and all that stuff. Or if you were in a hurry and they were leaning on you, you just shoveled more asphalt on top of the pothole and you never fixed the underlying problem. So you knew that you'd be coming back in 3 months and fixing the same pothole. And his classic line for that was that asphalt covers a multitude of sins. And because, you know, it looked like we'd fixed the problem, but we hadn't. Well, the point of that story is that in a similar way, snow covers can cover a multitude of sins. It can, when we are spread out reflecting the glory of God in our lives, we may be irregular, there may be brokenness in our lives, but people don't see that, and they don't need to see that. We need to get healed of that, we need to get delivered of that, but the church doesn't need to be known, and I mean the church, meaning the body of Christ. We don't need to be known for our sins. We need to be known for the love and the glory that we show people, people of all races, people of all ethnicities, people of all religions, and people of all persuasions, of good people, bad people, people who love us and people who hate us. If there's ever been a time that we desperately needed to grow in our influence in our community, it's now. It is now. It is so disappointing to so many of us to see the painful choices being embraced by people both within the church and without of the church, to choose to be divided and angry and bitter and all of those things when what Christ wants to do is to really love people into the kingdom. And that's what we got to be focusing on. You know, something else about snowflakes, if you think about it, I mean, they're very, very light. You know, you've heard the term lighter than a feather. I tried to find something on what the weight of a snowflake is. And in my nerdy moment, my best terms, I couldn't find anything, but yeah, suffice it to say, there's not much to them, okay, because they're blown by the lightest wind, and they'll go anywhere they can. But when you get a bunch of snowflakes together, like you get the body of Christ, and you pile them up, imagine the potential energy that is contained. Now, we live in Colorado, and we know this is avalanche country if you get up into the mountains, and you'll see these places where you'll see the mountains come together like this, kind of in a V, and something will be down there sort of like a natural dam, and it will back the snow up that V. And so the snow is sitting there, it can be 50, 100 feet deep, and it just keeps piling up until something triggers an avalanche. I don't know if you've ever skied at Arapaho Basin, but they have this really cool cannon, at least they used to. I don't know if they still do this. And if you were there on the right day, they would load up this cannon and fire this charge into the mountains around it and go poof, and you hear a poof, and you hear a boom, and you'd see it, and you could sit there, and I'd always pause when I was skiing when they were shooting avalanche control, and you'd see them, you know, intentionally triggering avalanches by aiming at the low spot, by trying to hit that natural kind of a dam, so they'd kind of just cause just a simple little crack, and then all of that energy would be released, and it would just sweep down the mountain and settle, and it would be safe at the bottom. And in the same way, this is how I believe the body of Christ is at this moment. A lot of us have landed into a place where we're together. We tend to seek each other out because, frankly, we need each other. We need support. And that's important. That's good. That's healthy. That's part of the purpose for the body of Christ. But as we have joined together, we're like snowflakes that are just stuck behind a dam. And we need something to come in there and break that dam and release the potential that is within us. We need, if I could use this metaphor, we need somebody to be a snow cannon. And in the body of Christ, a snow cannon is the first person who makes this decision that they're going to start practicing what Jesus talked about in Matthew 5, which is letting their good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Not just those within the church, not just those who are followers of Christ, but everyone. Because just like an avalanche, when one person begins to take that step, and then a second person takes that step, and a second person takes that step, and another person, you see all of that potential released. And it's so important that that potential is released in the appropriate way, in a controlled way. Just like an avalanche, which is basically a flash flood with snow, just like an avalanche can be highly destructive, us running around doing things that we think God wants us to do can in fact be contrary and actually counterproductive to what God's trying to do. But when we join together, when we find places that we can engage and get involved, that we can begin to be active, not just with us, but with people who aren't part of the body of Christ. We have set our light on a stand. We have become a city on the hill. We have become that bright, shining example for people to be drawn to in the midst of difficult and harmful seasons, because they're looking for hope. They're looking for shelter. They're looking for stability. And that's what we have to offer them, because in Christ, all of those things are not only possible, they are His will, and He will help them come to pass. And so my encouragement to you as we bring this message is that we should consider the potential of the snowflake. Each of us may be powerless in our own efforts. We don't have a lot of mass. We don't have a lot of impact. We don't have a lot of anything. But if we will get involved together, if we will recognize that at some point our full potential, just because we gather in large groups, doesn't mean that we have tremendous impact. It just means we have potential impact. The impact is when that group of people is released because somebody makes the decision to be the first person to step out and let their good work shine. So my exhortation for you to walk away with this evening is this: be involved and be intentional. Find a place, even in the midst of this crazy COVID, that you can begin to do what Jesus taught you to do. Even in the midst of this duplicitous, I don't know if that's the right word, maybe I'm misusing it, but you know what I mean, this bipolar political season that we're in, when, you know, neighbors hate their neighbors. You know, people are stealing yard signs out of it. People get mad because they see one neighbor's got a Trump sign. I just can't believe they put a Trump sign up. And another neighbor's got a Biden sign, and I can't believe they put a Biden sign up. I mean, this is a time for us to be very involved with people, so that we can show people the love of God and be intentional about it. We want to give glory to God. Give glory to God. You know, do you know why I'm not a complete whack, well, not much of a whack job basket case? It's because Jesus gives me peace, and Jesus gives me hope, and Jesus gives me grace and mercy, and He helps me forgive myself so that I can forgive others. He helps me to love myself so that I can love others. He helps me to take care of myself so that I can take care of others, and so that I can really be a truly committed follower of Christ, so I can be the light of the world, not polluted, not distorted, not reflecting something other than the clear, innocent love of Jesus that comes through all of us if we'll let it. God bless you all. This is Pastor Reese. If you have prayer requests, if you have needs, please always email us at ec@ecdenver.org. Our pastors and our staff and our intercessors are there for you. If you have a need tonight, I'd like to just pray in faith with you. I'd like to just pray for that need. And you can certainly email it. You can post it to my Facebook page if you'd like. But just know that in Jesus' name, Father, I stand in faith for everyone who is watching this, whether they're watching tonight on Wednesday night or whether they watch it later or maybe 2 years from now. Father, I stand in faith for them. I stand in faith with them. I lift up their need, God, whether it's a physical need, a financial need, whether it's a relational need, God, or just a spiritual need. I lift it up to You. I know You're aware of it, Father. And I know You're already moving to bring about a solution. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. On behalf of all the family here at Encounter Church, have a great rest of your week.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Encounter Church, visit ecdenver.org or find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.